今日嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音十七章六到十九节。
The scripture reading for today is in the book of John, chapter 17, verses 6 to 19.
我哋首先会用广东话用启应嘅方式读，然后再用英文用启应嘅方式读。
We'll be reading this first in Cantonese responsibly, and then in English responsibly.
约翰福音十七章第六节。你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们。他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我们一起读第十九节。我们他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
John 17, let us read this responsively. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them, and not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me. They are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. I am no longer in the world. They are in the world. And you. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now I am coming to you. And these things I speak in the world, and my joy fulfilled. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. Let us read the last verse together. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth.
求神祝福读佢同埋听佢嘅话语嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
今日程牧师带嚟嘅讲道嘅题目系圣父使他们圣洁并保守圣洁第二讲。
Today the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Holy Father, make and keep them holy.
各位
早晨，我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, on this holiday weekend, we thank you that we can gather as one people.
因为我哋感谢呢个周末，我哋一齐系一个子民咁样聚集一齐。
We're one because those who believe are united to Christ.
我哋系联合嘅，因为嗰啲相信耶稣基督嘅都系同基督联合。
Help us to humbly now submit under our lives under your word.
帮助我哋系顺服喺呢个话语下边。
And may your grace and your truth combined move and make us more like the Lord Jesus Christ.
让你嘅真理，让你嘅恩典去结合，帮助我哋去活得更像基督。
So bless our time together now in Jesus' name, Amen.
祝福我哋一齐嘅时间，祈祷奉耶稣基督嘅名义求。
Well, if you were with us a couple of weeks ago, you know that we're looking at John 17, a very famous part of the Bible.
早几礼拜我哋一路都睇緊一齐睇緊约翰福音嘅十七章。
And Jesus is talking essentially all about holiness.
耶稣所讲嘅就係讲到圣洁。
Now, holiness has many nuances and meaning in the Bible.
喺圣经里面圣洁有好多嘅解释。
And so I'll be explaining that once again in a moment.
咁一间我哋会再一齐解释下。
But please note that Jesus, what he says here about holinessis his goal and dynamic in life.
耶稣在这里所讲的就是他圣洁是他生命的目标和他的生命的驱动力。
And he's disclosing that here via a prayer to God the Father on behalf of us. He's praying for us, believers.
耶稣在这里给我看到的是他向天父为着圣徒去祈祷。
And as we saw last time,Jesus is praying for our holiness.
上一次我们看过耶稣是为我们的圣洁去祈祷。
And he uses several words that perhaps we might not be too familiar with that have a lot of depth in the Bible in these compact verses.
在这几节经文里面耶稣用了几个字我们可能不是很熟悉的。
But these key words allude to what holiness is.
但这些重要的字眼都讲到是圣洁究竟是什么。
Real spirituality is most concerned about sanctification, holiness.
我哋嘅属灵嘅程度就好最重要嘅就係讲到要成圣圣洁。
If you would look, if you don't mind, thank you Samuel, if you could shine up verse 19 again. That's the key verse here.
我哋再睇一睇第十九节呢个係重要嘅经文。
Again, this is in the context of Jesus' prayer to God the Father for us, believers.
记得呢度系耶稣为住圣徒，为住我哋每一个人向神去祈祷。
He says in the New International Version, "I sanctify myself." And this is Jesus' words that they believers may be sanctified.
耶稣话我为他们，他们就系圣徒啊，佢哋嘅缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也真理成因真理成圣。
Now, sanctify is a fancy word that means to set yourself apart for one thing.To be focused in life on one thing.
分别为圣的意思就是说将你的生命去分开出来就是为了一样东西。
And what makes these words of Jesus as he prays to God the Father very impactful for us is it's some of his last words on earth.
为什么耶稣讲这段说话这么重要就是因为这段说话是耶稣在离世之前是最后的一段说话。
You see, if you're familiar with this part of the Bible, you know Jesus is going to die. He's going to die very shortly. These are one of his last words. In fact, it is the last prayer for God, for his followers.
咁喺讲呢段说话冇几耐之后，耶稣就系喺十字架上面死。你知道呢个系其实系佢死之前嘅最后一个祈祷。
He knows his time is short. He knows he's going to die.
佢知道佢嘅时候无多，佢知道佢就嚟死。
Let me ask you, have you ever been with somebody who knows they're about to die?
你有冇试过同一啲人系同一齐，佢知道佢就嚟死嘅咧
？If you're with somebody who knows about to die, they're not going to talk about the weather.
如果佢知道佢就嚟死嘅时候，佢讲嘅唔会净系讲天气。
They're pointed in their conversation because these might be the last words that this person has for you.
佢知道佢就嚟死嘅时候，佢讲嘅说话，佢会拣过一啲嘢嚟讲。
They know this might be the last time they're able to talk to you.
佢知道呢个系可能佢最后一次同你讲嘢嘅机会。
So what's the most important thing that Jesus says here?
耶稣喺呢度讲至关重要嘅嘢系乜嘢咧？
Again, this is at the end of his life. It's a prayer for his followers, his disciples, and us.
这个是他生命终结，在地上面即将终结的时候，他为着他的门徒，即是跟我们一起，跟我们一样，是为着我们去祈祷。
What's on his heart? Why does he say, I sanctified, I set myself apart for this?
耶稣想着什么呢？当他说我自己分别为圣。
Well, he's saying my whole life.The reason I came here is all about this.
他说我整个生命我来到这里这个世上的原因就是因为圣洁。
In fact, even my death is about this.
甚至乎是我的死亦都是关于圣洁。
And I've put myself on the line for this. And what is it? It's our holiness.
我将我的生命去摆上去为了什么呢？就是为了圣洁。
He's saying here, I only have one goal. That's why I'm here.
他在这里讲话我唯一有一个目标，这个就是我在这里的原因。
When he says, I sanctify myself for their sanctification, he's saying the meaning of my life is my followers' holiness.
他说我自己分别为圣，以致他们都是成圣，就是说我在这个世上的原因就是要他们成圣。
Everything I do, says Jesus, the meaning of everything I have, a reason why I am alive is because of this.
我所有做的事我在地上生存的目的就是为了这件事。
And so it's be so important for us to know what does that mean.
所以对我们来讲，我们需要知道究竟这个是什么意思。
And for your help, I have that on slide 2. If you want to have anything to do with Jesus, you have to be willing to let him make you holy.
如果你想跟耶稣基督有任何关系的时候，你就要是让他去使你成为圣洁。
Now don't misunderstand me.Don't misunderstand what the Bible says. It's not saying you have to be holy before you come to know and believe in Jesus.
你唔好误会，你以为话你认识耶稣基督之前你要圣洁。
What I'm saying is, if you're going to come to Jesus to draw near to him, you're going to have to deal with what he's saying here.
我意思就系话，如果你要嚟到耶稣基督嗰度，你要去面对耶稣基督喺呢度所讲嘅嘢。
Suppose you want to get to know somebody well.
譬如你想认识一个人。
Maybe you're looking to develop, cultivate a deeper relationship.
如果可能你想去发生一个更进深的关系。
And suppose somebody that you want to have a deep relationship with says, the meaning of my life is art.
咁如果嗰个人话我生命嘅意义就系艺术。
And you say, oh, I'd like to get to know you. Let's get together.And go out.
而你说啊，我想更加多认识你，咁我哋不如一起出去啦。
And the person who loves art says, let's talk about art, because that's a big part of me.
咁嗰个人就说啊，咁不如我哋一起讲下艺术啦，因为艺术喺我生命里面是一个好重要嘅部分。
And you say to the person that you want to develop that deeper relationship with is, oh, I don't want to talk about art. It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't want to talk about it.
但你就话啊，我唔系好想讲艺术，对我嚟讲，我一啲都唔识。
The person obviously is going to say, "Well, I just told you the meaning of my life is art."
但嗰个人话，我啱啱讲俾你听，话艺术字喺我心里边系成个生命。
Do you get that illustration?
你咪睇唔到呢个例子咩意思咧
？If the meaning of the person's life is art, and you want to get to know that person, even from the very beginning, you're going to have to hear something about art.
因为嗰个人话佢生命嘅意义就系艺术嘅时候，如果你想同佢有一个更深嘅关系，咁你一开始一个关系发展嘅时候，你就会听到关于艺术嘅。
So in a similar fashion, Jesus is saying, if you want to be set apart, if you want to have anything to do with me, you have to be set apart, focused on one main thing.
同样嘅，耶稣话，如果你同我要有任何关系嘅时候，你就要分别出嚟，系专注喺一件事情上边。
You have to be willing to be sanctified.
你要愿意嘅被分别为圣。
Again, sanctification is to be set apart, focused on one thing.
成圣就是分别出来，是专注在一件事情上面。
Jesus says, that's all I'm interested in. I have one thing on my mind, the purpose and dynamic of my life. It's the meaning of my life.
耶稣说我的目标，我生命的驱动力就是这样东西，就是我的生命的意义。耶稣说圣洁就是这样东西。
In other words, how can you have a relationship with Jesus who says the meaning of my life is to make you holy unless you come and say, well, explain to me what you mean?
换句话讲，如果你不愿意来到耶稣基督去寻求究竟圣洁是什么意思的时候，你怎样跟耶稣有的更加深入的关系？
Notice again, in the text, this again, my job is to point you to God's word, explain to you what God's word says. Notice in the text that Jesus doesn't just say the goal of his whole life is holiness.
留意这里经文所讲的，不单止耶稣说他生命的目标就是成圣，分别为圣。
He also says it's the dynamic of his life.
这个也是他的生命的动力。
I sanctify myself, he says in verse 19. Right before that, in verse 18, he says, as you sent me, he's praying to God the Father, as you've sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
在耶稣第十九节他说我自己分别为圣之前，第十八节说你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
And as you'll see on slide 3, when Jesus says, I was sent into the world, the Latin word for sent is missio.
咁喺耶稣话差，佢被差到世上，差呢个字喺拉丁文 missio 呢个字一个差传嘅字。
Missio means sent.
呢个字都系讲到系差出去，派遣出去。
Therefore, when Jesus says,I've been sent into the world, he's saying, I have a purpose. I have a mission.
所以耶稣说他被差到这个世上的时候，他有一个目标，他有一个使命。
Now, what was Jesus' mission?
耶稣的使命是什么呢？
Well, the book of John explains that to us in many parts, like John 3.
咁约翰福音都解释了很多，譬如在第三章。
God so loved the world that he sent his son that he might bring people to eternal life.
他说神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，使他们凡相信也不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 12, Jesus says, when I die, I will draw all men to myself.
咁或者系约翰福音十二章，佢话耶稣当耶稣死嘅时候咧，佢又要吸引万人嚟到归佢。
Now, if you've been a Christian for a while, you know that, right? Because you've read the Gospels.
你都知道，你睇过福音嘅时候，你都知道。
And it's not a surprise to you.
对你嚟讲唔应该觉得惊讶。
Jesus' mission was to come into the world.For what reason? To attract people to God through his loving sacrifice.
耶稣来到这个世上的使命就是为着神去吸引人来到，藉着他牺牲的生命。
And Jesus' mission was to attract people to God.
耶稣的使命是吸引人去到神那里。
And now, as Jesus prays to God the Father, he says in verse 18 of John 17,I want to send my followers into the world in the same way.
在第十八节耶稣讲话，同样的，我将我的跟随者差到这个世上。
Do you see that in verses 18 and 19? I want to send them, my followers, to attract people to the Lord.
耶稣说，我将我跟随者差到这个世上，去吸引人去到神那里。
Okay, is everybody on board? Everybody see that in verses 18 and 19?
你看不看到18、19节这个意思呢？
Okay, now, what does he send them in with?
那他猜他们这个世界的时候，他用他给什么他们呢？
Well, what did Jesus come with? What's his equipment?
耶稣来到的时候有什么呢？
What does he send us into the world with?
咁耶稣基督俾我哋啲乜嘢嘅装备去差我哋去呢个世界上面？
He's only asking God the Father for one thing here.
耶稣就系求神一样嘢。
He's saying, Father, I'm sending them into the world. Please give them a good book. Give them a good book about evangelism.
咁耶稣系咪话天父，我将佢哋差到呢个世界上，求你俾一本好嘅宣教书俾佢哋啦
？Does he say send them in the world by giving them great?Ministry programs at church?
是不是说神啊求你给一个好好的教会的事工的计划给他们呢
No, the only thing he asked for, he's going to die. I want your holiness.
耶稣唯一所求的就是说神那个圣洁。
That's the dynamic of his life.
这个是他的生命的动力。
You know, a lot of you have friends and families you love, you care about, right?
我们每一个人都有我们所爱的亲人或者朋友。
And you might be saying, I hope they know Jesus too, right? Because that's eternal life.
你们都说啊，我希望他们都认识耶稣基督，因为那个是永生。
Yeah, some of you have children. You have children that are precious to you. They might be very young or they might be a little bit older. You want them to know Christ, right?
我们有些人都有儿女，无论是他的儿女几大或者几小，你都想他们去认识耶稣基督。
How are they going to do that? According to Jesus, how are they going to know?
根据耶稣所讲的，他们怎样会认识耶稣基督呢？
You know, you look at your children, you look at the people you love and you care for, and you want them to know Christ too, right?
你望住你所爱的亲人、朋友或者你的儿女，你都想他们得到耶稣基督。
Well, your friends and your children, what's the most important thing they need from you is your personal holiness.
但他们从你身上所最重要得到的是什么呢？就是说你个人那个圣洁。
Because what attracted people to Jesus when he was walked this earth? What attracted people to him? Why did people gather and want to listen to him? Why?
当耶稣基督在这个世上的时候，有什么去吸引其他人来到耶稣基督那里呢？
Because of his courage, his wisdom, his love, his insight.
是他的勇敢、他的智慧、他的爱、他的洞悉。
It was because of his self-control, his humility, his poise, his sensitivity.
是他的自制，是他的谦卑，是他的敏感。
And there was this joy, this patience around Jesus, right?
在耶稣基督的周围有这个喜乐，有这个忍耐。
That's what attracted people to him.
这些就是吸引其他人来到他那里。
In other words, it was his moral beauty that attracted the crowds, people to meet him.
换句话讲，是他的道德的美去吸引其他人来到他的咯。
So let me ask you, what does Jesus say here that you need? Because that's your mission. What do you need to help other people the way Jesus helped other people? What do you need?
咁你究竟需要啲乜嘢，以致你能够吸引其他人，帮助其他人，好似耶稣基督咁样呢？
What does he send you out with?
耶稣用乜嘢装备你去差你出去呢？
In fact, what's the only thing you need according to this prayer?
根据这个祈祷，你唯一需要的一样东西是什么呢？
Godly character, personal holiness.
是个人的圣洁。
Let me ask you, why should your friends, why should your children listen to you about Jesus? Why? Why should they?
为什么你的朋友或者你的儿女要听你讲关于耶稣基督的东西呢？
There has to be something, something remarkable, something different in your life, right?
一定是有一些很特别的、有卓越的东西在你的生命里面。
Otherwise, why should they listen?
如果不是他们为什么要听你讲呢？
Why should they care?
为什么他们要留意关心呢？
Suppose you have a bad cough.
譬如你有咳嗽。
And, you know, you got to go to work. You're heading down Queens Boulevard, going to work. You know, somebody comes up to you also has a cough.
咁你翻工的时候啊，行在这个皇后大道上面，你遇上一个人。都是咳的。
So, he's coughing, right? And he asks you, you know, he tells you, as you stop at the light across the street, you need my doctor, Dr. Jane Doe. Call him.
咁嗰个咳嗰人见你咳呢，佢又话啊，你过对面街啊，嗰度有个医生，我睇过佢㗎，你搵佢啦。
Here's her card. Call her. See ya.
啊，呢个系佢卡片，你打个电话去睇佢啦。
Are you going to call that doctor?
你会唔会真係 call, 搵个医生呢？
Of course not. No way, right?
当然不会啦。
Why? Because the person's a stranger. The card was saying Dr. Jane Doe, her phone number. You're not going to call that person.
那个人你根本都不识他，他给个卡片你叫你call 这个医生，你怎么会这么做呢？
Right, obviously, you don't know anything about them, right?
很明显你都不识他们。
Do you want your friends, your loved ones, your children to know Jesus?
你想不想你的朋友、你所爱的人、你的儿女认识耶稣基督？
Well, Jesus says in John 17, the only thing you need, the main thing you need is holiness.
耶稣基督说你唯一需要的东西就是圣洁。
Holiness is the moral beauty of God, the radiance of God's character.
圣洁就是耶神佢嘅位格所发出嚟嘅光辉。
So if you're not remarkable, poised, courageous, wise, loving, joyful, full of self-control, why should anyone listen to you?
如果你冇呢啲嘅特质，冇呢个忍耐，冇呢个平静，冇呢个勇敢，冇智慧，冇呢个爱嘅时候，点解其他人要听你讲嘢咧？
Whatever else you think is more important than holiness is not, according to Jesus.
根据耶稣所讲，其他嘢都唔重要。
You know, if you're in some leadership role in the church,
如果你喺教会里边系一个领袖嘅岗位
，What do the people you serve need most from you？
咁你服侍嗰班人，佢哋从你身上要得到嘅一样最重要嘅嘢系乜嘢咧
？It's your personal holiness，
系你个人嘅圣洁。
And as you see on slide 4, holiness is not grimness, sternness, unattractiveness.
圣洁唔系净系话一啲严厉吓，好唔吸引人嘅嘢。
Holiness is more than that.
圣洁系更加多。
The Bible says holiness, the holiness Jesus had was dynamic beauty.
圣经讲耶稣基督嗰个圣洁系一个带住动力嘅一个美丽。
It was a type of holiness that was a threatening.Attractiveness.
这个吸引是带着一个威胁性。
It's not only was Jesus' beauty the thing that attracted people to him, it was also the thing that got him killed, right?
这样东西不单止吸引人来到耶稣基督那里，甚至乎是使到他是被杀。
Shouldn't surprise you and me, right?
我们不应该觉得惊讶。
Because people who are physically beautiful, handsome, know this.
这些美丽的人他们知道。
Those people are popular, right?
佢哋呢啲人咧都好受欢迎。
Everybody wants to be with them in some way, right?
所以周围嘅人都想同佢哋一齐。
But on the other hand, those who are very attractive threaten people terribly.
但系另一方面，呢啲吸引人嘅人亦都系去威胁到别人。
You see, on the one hand, people always want to be next to you, and doors open for you.
一方面，呢啲人咧想同你一齐。俾你去吸引，所以咧你有好多嘅机会。
But on the other hand, people are always stabbing in the back. They're jealous of you. They hate you.
但另一方面，呢啲人都好妒忌你，好憎恨你，随时可以喺你背后插一刀。
And they hate you because you threaten them.
佢哋憎恨你，因为你系威胁到佢哋。
If you think about that, that's what happens, right?Think of the popular people. Think of the beautiful people, right? That's what happens to them.
呢啲就系呢啲受欢迎嘅人、吸引人嘅人嘅身上发生嘅事。
Jesus Christ's holiness was the dynamic of his life.
耶稣基督嘅圣洁就系佢生命嘅动力。
It was the thing that drew people to him.
呢样嘢去吸引其他人去到佢嗰度。
But it was also the very thing that got him killed.
同样一样嘢系使到佢被杀。
And so see on slide 5, holiness is threatening beauty.
圣洁是一个带着威胁性的一个美丽。
It's traumatic, unsettling, remarkable character.
这个是一个很使到人是很卓越的一个特质，是使到人不安的同时。
And it was the dynamic of Jesus' life. If you look in the scriptures,
同样这是耶稣基督生命的动力。
And he says here, it has to be your dynamic.Your dynamic in life.
同样的要成为你生命的动力。
It has to be the most important thing, the purpose of your living in your life.
一定要成为你生命的意义，你的目标。
And it should be the most important thing according to Jesus, right?
根据耶稣所讲，这件事应该要成为你生命最重要的一件
事。That's why the scriptures are always, for the most part, telling you to strive, right? Strive after holiness.
所以圣经好多地方都讲鼓励我哋要去追求圣洁，努力嘅去成为圣。
But obviously, I can't stop here, right? Because that would destroy you. You would be in despair just trying so hard to be holy.
但我哋所讲嘅唔可以净系停留喺度，因为如果唔系咧，你就会变得系好沮丧，因为你都好努力嘅要成为圣洁。
Of course, you must see the importance of verse 19. It's truly a remarkable verse.
在第十九节，我们要看清楚，这个是一个不简单的经文。
And you see on slide 6, Jesus' goal in life is for your holiness.
耶稣基督生命的目标就是为了你的圣洁。
And we know, as we've just said, The dynamic of everything he ever did was his own holiness.
他所做的事都是为了你的圣洁。
But you have to ask yourself, today, does that have priority in your very life?
但你要问下自己，这个是不是你今日的生命的首要呢？
According to Jesus here in John 17, it should.
根据耶稣所讲，这个应该是你的生命的首要。
So what is this holiness or sanctified state?
咁呢个圣洁，呢个分别为圣，究竟系乜嘢？
Well, as I said in the introduction, one of the problems we have is when we think of holiness, we think of a long list of rules. Long, long list, trying as much as you can to follow that list to be good.
当我哋讲到圣洁，有一个问题就系话，我哋以为圣洁就系一系列嘅清单，就系话你要做呢啲咁多好嘢。
It's very important to see that that word sanctified in the scriptures actually has three senses. It's a very nuanced type of term. It has varying aspects of meaning.
但我们要小心留意，分别为圣这个字在圣经里面有三重的意思。
And you have to understand all of them if you're going to understand the way to holiness, right?
你要明白圣洁是什么的时候，你要去明白这三个的意思。
And of course, I'm time constrained here.With this message here, right? But the biblical term holiness consists of three things at least.
咁呢个圣分别成圣至少有三个嘅意思。
Again, it's a multifaceted term. It has depth. The word has depth. Sanctification has depth to it.
系一个好深层嘅意思，有三个唔同嘅面去解释。
And sometimes people think of sanctification as a process by which more and more become a good person, a loving person like Christ.
有啲人话分别为圣就好似话呢个更加多成为一个好嘅人。
And that's certainly true, but that's not the primary meaning.
但这个不是那个基本的意思。
At least that's not the original sense in the Old Testament, the word sanctified.
至少不是在旧约圣经里面分别为圣那个意思。
And let me point out to you how the Old Testament shows you that.
在旧约圣经里面怎样讲呢?
In the Old Testament, inanimate objects were often called sanctified.
在旧约圣经里面通常是一件死物才会被分别为圣。
For instance, Mount Sinai, in the Old Testament, it's sanctified. It's a mountain.
譬如西奈山是被分别为圣，一座山，一个死物是被分别为圣。
How can a mountain be sanctified?
一座山怎样被分别为圣呢?
Or the laver, where the priest, high priest in the temple, the tabernacle, wash their hands, or a chair in the tabernacle, in the temple. It's called sanctified.
又或者在会幕里面那个祭司洗手那个盘或者是一张凳会被分别为圣。
So let me ask you, how can a chair, how can a laver or a sink be sanctified?
那怎样一张凳怎样一个洗手盘被分别为圣呢?
Again, if you want to understand the original sense most vividly, look at verse 19 again.
那你要明白那个基本意思的时候你看回第十九节。
Jesus himself in his prayer says, I sanctify myself.
耶稣说我自己分别为圣。
What? You know, if you know anything about Jesus, right? You have to ask your question, what does Jesus mean, right? What does he mean?
你要问一下耶稣基督在这里所讲的是什么意思?
Why would he need that? Especially in light of the fact that he says in John 8, I never sinned.
为什么他要这样讲呢?尤其是当你去看回耶稣基督他说他自己是没有罪的。
Right? He says to his enemies in John 8, 46, who among you?Can prove me guilty of sin.
耶稣当时在第八章他对周围的人说你们哪一个可以证明我是有罪的呢?
So if Jesus is claiming in John 8 to be sinless, then what does he mean in John 17 when he says, I am sanctified, right?
咁耶稣都宣称自己是没有罪的时候咁他说他自己分别为圣是什么意思?
Why would he need to be sanctified?
为什么他要被分别为圣呢?
Well, as you see on slide 7, the original meaning of sanctification is to be set apart for one thing only.
分别为圣原本的意思就是说被分出来是为了一个目标，一个目的。
You know, it's to be zoned in, utterly focused on one thing.
是完全专注在一样东西的上面。
And it's where you get the connection with the English word.
你会跟英文一个字去连接起来。
The original sense of the word is to be holy.That's with a W, right? Whole rather than partly, right? Wholly set apart.
是完全的去分开出来。
It's to be solely focused on one thing in life.
是专注在一样东西上面，你的生命。
That's what sanctified means.
分别为圣的意思就是这样。
Give an example.
我给个例子。
An athlete. And she says, I'm going to train for the Olympics in 3 years. 3 years I'm going to the Olympics.
譬如一个运动员，他说我要接受训练，3年之后呢，我要参加这个奥运会。
So what does she do?
那他要做什么呢？
3 years her goal is to get to the Olympics.
三年的时间，他的目标是奥运会。
Well, she has to set herself apart to train for that. Wholly. Not partly. Wholly.
咁佢要完全嘅专注喺呢个训练上面，係完全嘅，唔係淨係一部分。
Now, obviously, that doesn't mean she only trains for the Olympics. She's got to live, right?
咁当然佢所做嘅，佢嘅生命唔係只係去为咗训练去到奥运会，佢都要去生活。
But to say wholly set apart,for the Olympics doesn't mean she's only training for the Olympics.
完全专注在去奥运会上面，不是只是说她单单接受训练去奥运。
She does other things. She sees friends. She calls people up, says, how are you?
她都要去见朋友，她都要去打电话问下人，问下人。
She might go to a movie, a play, right?
可能去看戏，看话剧。
She's not only training for the Olympics, but she'sWholly, not partly, set apart for it.
咁佢唔系佢做嘅嘢唔系净系训练去奥运会，而系话佢嘅专注力要喺奥运会上面。
It means though she's not only training for the Olympics, everything else is subservient to that goal. I want to get to the Olympics.
所以个意思就系话佢所做嘅嘢，佢系接受训练去奥运会，其他嘅嘢咧。都是要根据这个目标而去定立。
And if you want to get to the Olympics, you got to train. And so if you got to train, you got to make some adjustments in your life.
咁你要接受训练去奥运会嘅时候，你其他生命嘅其他方面咧，都要有所改变。
You can do other things, but everything else is subservient to the goal. The goal is to get to the Olympics to win the gold medal.
你可以再做其他嘢，但系呢啲所有其他嘢都要喺。这个奥运会那个目标的下面。
So suppose she's an athlete that, is a track athlete.
咁可能佢是一个田径嘅运动员。
So you need the right climate, right? If she lived in, Canada, Minnesota somewhere in the winter, right? It's too cold to run outside.
咁如果佢住喺一个好冻嘅地方，譬如加拿大，咁佢要喺出面跑嘅时候呢好冻。
That means she might have to relocate in the winter to Florida.
咁可能佢冬天嘅时候要去一个暖啲嘅地方，譬如去佛罗里达州。
And what she eats?
咁佢食乜嘢呢
？Is determined by her training routine.
咁佢食乜嘢就完全系基于佢嗰个训练嘅
计划。Minute of her day, her entire schedule, her work, her sleep, everything, her leisure time is determined by the training.
事实上，佢生活嗰个日程嘅时间表、作息都要系根据呢个训练而定立。
Everything is made subservient to the one overarching goal to get to the Olympics.
佢所有做嘅嘢呢都要系根据呢个最大嘅目标就系去奥运会之下。
So to be wholly, not partly set apart means every single fiber used headed for one thing.
所以佢完全嘅生命就系要分别出嚟就系为咗一样嘢去奥运。
And of course, in the analogy, Olympic athlete wants to get to the Olympics to win the gold medal.
咁呢个这个运动员他的目标要去奥运是想拿这个金牌。
Again, they gotta live, right? They might have to work. They gonna have to do other things too, right?
但这个运动员呢可能都要工作去做其他东西。
But everything else is secondary priority, right?
但这些所有的东西都是要在这个他的目标的次要位置。
And Jesus says, I sanctify myself,for the salvation, redemption, purification, holiness of my people, my followers.
耶稣基督说我被分别为圣就是为了跟随我的人为了他们的救恩他们的代赎他们的洁净。
And what he's saying is, I see the path. I have to go down that path in order to accomplish this. I must do it.
耶稣说我就是看到那条路我要行这条路以致我能够去达到那个目标。
Everything else in my life is not as important. I must achieve this.
他说我生命其他的都不重要我要一定要去成就这件事。
And so when you and I are set apart for God, you're determined to trust and obey Him.
所以当你同我去分别为圣 为神嘅时候，我哋系要去去完全嘅去顺服佢。
That means it just can't be an add-on. It's not a hobby. It's not an add-on in your life.
呢个唔系只系生命里面其中嘅一样嘢，唔系一个嗜好喜好。
You want to strive, keep in step, be holy, meaning you desire foremost to follow the Lord, to please the Lord.
你想成为圣洁，你要全心全意嘅要去要顺服神，要去取悦神。
You desire to obey Him, to serve Him, to serve others, right? To show His love is living in you.
你要渴求嘅去服侍神，服侍其他人，让其他人睇到神活喺你嘅生命里边。
And more and more, you don't hold back. You don't hold back. You don't long to say, "I'll obey if I get this. If you do that, God, then I'll do that."
你唔会话啊，如果神你为我做一啲嘢，我就会为你做呢啲嘢，或者啊，神你为我做呢啲嘢，我就顺服你啦。你唔会咁样讲。
Your attitude gradually changes. I will obey no matter what.
你嘅态度会完全嘅改变，你会话神，我会完全嘅顺服，无论发生咩事。
That means holiness is an either or. There's no middle, no middle ground.
即系话圣洁咧，系两者择其一，并冇中间嘅分界，中间嘅区域。
See, it's either two things. Either you're using God or you're giving yourself to God. It's either or.
所以一系咧，你就系去利用紧神；一系咧，就系被神去使用。
Either you're using Him or else He's using you.
你一系去利用佢，或者系神去用你，是但一样。
There's nothing in the middle.
冇中间嘅。
Either you're smarter than God or God is smarter than you.
一系咧就系你聪明过神。一系咧就系神聪明过你。
Either God knows better for your life, for your good, or you know better.
一系咧就系神俾你清楚你嘅生命，一系咧就系你俾神清楚你嘅生命。
Either you're going to be conditional in your obedience to Him because you think you're smarter, or else you're going to be unconditional and follow Him because He's smarter.
一系咧就系话你认为你自己聪明，所以你对于佢嘅顺服咧，你系有选择性。一系咧就系你认为神比你更聪明，所以你对神嘅顺服咧系冇选择性。
And that's the reason that sanctification, that multifaceted word, the first sense is who's your Lord, who's your master. That's the first sense, not the growing in your faith in a sense, right? Sanctification.
所以分别为圣第一重嘅意思就系话。究竟神喺你嘅生命里面系边一位？唔系话你要去成长得更加圣洁。
Slide 8 makes it absolutely clear. The first sense, the first point is holiness is wholly setting yourself apart, singleness of mind, putting God absolutely first and ditching all competition.
所以第一点就系话圣洁咧，又系要将你自己全然嘅去分开单一嘅心智，将神咧摆喺完全嘅首先，将其他嘅嘢咧都系放喺次要。
And then the second aspect, which we think is the first, the second aspect of sanctification means there's a gradual wholeness to your heart that grows.
而第二方面就是说分别为圣，就是说你慢慢的是变成更加完全，当你的心去成长的时候。
See, again, the first sense is setting yourself apart for God, giving Him unconditional obedience, first sense, right?
第一点是将你自己去全然分开出来去为神，将你那个没选择性的顺服是交给神。
And then the second sense of sanctification of holiness is that bit by bit by bit mending of your heart as you trust and obey Him.
第二点就是当你去顺服去相信他的时候，你的心慢慢慢慢的被修补。
And as you'll see on slide 9, verse 15, Jesus says, I don't pray that you take them out of the world.I pray you'll protect them in the world.
第十五节他说我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
And what that means is Jesus does not see holiness primarily as refraining from sin and temptation.
意思就是说耶稣基督看圣洁不是说是只是基本的就是不犯罪，不去面对试探。
He's saying if you're holy, you can go through the world impervious of the desires of the world.
他说如果你是圣洁的时候你就能够去进入这个世界，纵使周围有世界的渴望在这个周围。
Let me unpack that a little bit. You don't look to the world for your affirmation. That's what that means.
意思就是说你不会在这个世界里面去寻求认同。
You don't look to the world for your salvation.
你不会在这个世界里面去找你的拯救、救恩。
You don't look to the world for your identity, for your comfort.
你不会在这个世界里面去找你的身份、找你的安舒。
You can look at the world, you can enjoy the world, and you're free from its stranglehold on you.
你可以在这个世界，你去享受这个世界，你也都是同时间是不需要被这个世界去控制着。
That's what Jesus is referring to. There's a freedom of heart.
耶稣说在这个里面你心是得到自由。
Again, holiness is not saying, oh, I really shouldn't worry so much. I'm a Christian. I shouldn't worry.
圣经不是说、啊、我是基督徒我不需要担心。
Holiness is not, oh, I shouldn't be resentful. I shouldn't be so resentful as a person.
圣经不应该就是说、啊、我不应该对这个人有不满的。
Holiness is not, why am I so scared? I should overcome this.
圣经不是说、啊、为什么我这么怕呢我应该可以胜过这些东西。
Holiness is not just talking to yourself like that, though sometimes you got to talk to yourself like that, right?
圣经不是只是好像这样去对自己这样讲话没错有些时候你是需要去向自己去说话。
No.As you see on slide 10, holiness is saying and doing this.
圣经是讲和做以下这些。
I have not allowed anything else to have title to my heart.
就是说我不让任何的东西是占据我的心。
I've given God unconditional obedience.
我是将我的无条件的顺服是给神。
That means there's nothing else that controls over me.
即是说呢冇嘢去冇其他嘢去控制住我。
And little by little by little, I'm becoming more like Jesus.
一点一点嘅我慢慢更加像耶稣基督。
And Jesus wasn't scared of anything.
耶稣系唔害怕任何嘅嘢。
Jesus wasn't resentful of anything.
耶稣冇去怨恨其他人。
He wasn't worried about anything.
佢唔会担忧其他任何嘢。
You can only be worried,scared, sort of driven in your heart when you feel like you have to have those things.
当你只有当你觉得你心里面你话我需要有呢啲嘢嘅时候，你先至会觉得去忧虑，先会觉得去担心。
So what does it mean to be holy?
咁成圣系咩意思咧？圣洁系咩意思咧
？You can look at anything in the world and say, "I enjoy you, but you're not my life."
你可以喺睇呢个世界任何嘅嘢，你话你可以享，我可以享受呢啲嘢，但系你唔系我嘅生命。
Jesus says, "To make you sanctified, I sanctify myself."
耶稣话叫你哋成为圣，我将自己分别为圣。
You know, in the King James version, which the Chinese version you have is translated from the King James, the literal wording there is, "I will be cut off."
在英皇钦定本那个翻译他的意思翻译出来就是说我会被隔住。
I will take the punishment, Jesus says, you deserve.
耶稣说我会去担当你应该受的惩罚。
My father and I are going to bless you, even if it means, and it does mean, I myself am cut off.
我和天父会去祝福你纵使我要被隔住。
He's cut off.From God the Father on the cross, right?
耶稣在十架上面是跟天父是断绝了。
He's cut off from all joy in life on the cross as he hangs there, right?
当他挂在十架上面的时候，他跟这个世界上面的喜乐完全的隔绝。
He's even cut off from love on the cross. He takes the wrath of God for your sins there.
他在十架上面从这个爱是被隔住他承受了神的愤怒。
As you see in slide 11, this is so important. Holiness does not happen simply by trying hard.
圣洁不是单单就是说要去努力一点。
In verses 17 and 19, in a very brief little nutshell, we understand here what will ignite holiness in your life.
17至19节给我们看到有什么可以燃点你生命里面成圣。
And the key is the image that the Bible uses of fire.
那个意象就是一个火的图画。
You don't remember when God shows up in a burning bush? It's on fire. He's in the bush. He's burning.
咁神喺摩西面前去显现嘅时候，喺一个着火燃烧紧嘅荆棘嘅里边。
You remember that account in Exodus, and Moses comes over, and God says, "Take off your shoes, Moses. This is holy ground."
唔出埃及记记载，摩西见到呢个图画嘅时候咧，佢想靠近佢，但系神话咩啊？神话你将你嘅鞋咧脱落嚟，因为你所站嘅地方咧系一个圣地。
You know, I shared this last time. For holiness to ignite in your life, it takes two things, according to the text.
咁根据呢个圣经，要有呢个圣洁，分别为圣。要喺你生命里面燃点两样嘢。
It's kind of like combustion, right? You have fuel and it's heated at a certain temperature, and you have at a certain temperature oxygen, and they mix.
咁你要燃点一啲嘢，你需要有呢个燃料同埋要有氧气。
But you need the right combination, the right amount, the right temperature for combustion.
咁你要燃点一点着一啲嘢，你要有一个适当嘅温度，你要有氧气。
Yeah, it's not going to help if you don't have one or the other, right? You need both and at a certain condition, right?
咁如果你冇试但一样嘢呢，你都唔能够点着乜嘢。
And in the same way, as you see on slide 12, you need truth, verse 17, God's word is truth. And in verse 19, you need God's grace together, blended together.
所以圣经话第17节你需要有呢个真理，而第19节你要有呢个恩典，两样嘢合埋一起去燃点呢个圣洁。
That will drive you towards holiness.
能够驱动你去向住圣洁。
It's very clear, verse 17. Sanctify them, what? In the truth. Thy word is truth.
圣经讲话，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
That means the word of God itself brings a vision of holiness to you.
意思就是神的话语将一个圣洁的意象去带到给你。
You know, that's what the example of Jesus and the Ten Commandments and the nature of God is about, as you read it in the scriptures.
耶稣说十诫的意思就是这样。
You look at those truths in the scriptures and you see the vision of what you can be.
你看这个真理，在这个真理的里面，你看到你要成为什么的人。
And that inspires you to press on in the Christian life. That's the first part of the ignition.
所以要燃点你的生命，要驱动你的生命去向着圣洁，这个是第一样东西。
But you need that other component, verse 19, grace, right? Because if you don't have grace, you're going to lose steam. You're going to weigh down and get despondent because you can't do anything. You can't do it.
而第二样你需要的就是要有这个恩典，因为一路下去的时候你很容易就会气馁失望，然后你去放弃。
And you'll begin to sink.And you'll be oppressed, and you'll just say, "This isn't for me."
你会去低沉落嚟，你会去好似被压迫一样，你会对自己讲话呢样唔系我想要嘅嘢。
You see, you have to see the holiness God calls you to, and you have to hear, "Oh, Jesus did die for me."
你要睇到神去呼召你成为一个点样嘅人，一个圣洁嘅人，然后你会话，你会睇到耶稣为你已经做咗。
But if you have truth without grace or grace without truth, there's no ignition.
如果你只是有其中一样，一系就有恩典或者有呢个真理嘅时候咧，你唔能够燃点呢个圣洁。
Because if you just try harder, it's not going to work.
因为如果你只是想更加努力啲嘅时候咧，始终唔会成功。
You might make a little progress, but then you'll give up.
你可能会有少少嘅进步，但好快你就会放弃。
Fire. The Bible says it's fire.You need fire ignition.
圣经讲话你需要这个火才可以燃点一点。
It's realizing Jesus gave himself completely for you. You must respond and give yourself to him.
当你看到耶稣基督去为你去将自己去献上的时候，你就要去回应去将你自己献上。
Then, holiness springs forth in you.
然后圣洁在你的生命里面去使你继续向前。
Father,I pray that the Spirit of the Lord and the truths of God's Word would minister to your people today.
因为我们祈祷你的圣灵和你的真理是在你的人的心里面去作工。
I know, Lord, that as a messenger, I'm flawed.
我知道我是传讲信息的人呢有缺陷。
But the power is in your Word and in your Holy Spirit, which dwells in your people.
但在你的真理、你的圣灵里面有大能去帮助人去成圣。
God, you're not a liar. You say your life is all about this to make us holy.
神啊，你唔系一个说谎者，你话你生命所有嘅就系为咗要我哋成圣。
And you make it absolutely clear you're sending us into the world to show people that.
你好清楚嘅讲俾你听，你将我哋差派到世上去，让人去睇到呢样嘢。
The purpose is to connect them to you.
个目的就系去将其他人去联系到你嗰度。
So I pray that we'll see that this summer and this fall.
我哋祈祷，我哋呢个夏天，我哋嘅秋天都会咁样睇到。
I pray for your people here.
我为你嘅子民去祈祷。
That they take your call seriously.
佢哋系认真嘅对待你嘅呼召。
That they would take your mission seriously.
佢哋认真对待你俾佢哋嘅使命。
That they will see that there's no greater joy than knowing you.
让我哋睇到冇其他嘅嘢比起认识你更加带嚟最大嘅喜乐。
Can you make us holy, O Lord?
求主你让我哋去分别圣圣。
We pray that for Jesus' sake.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.